Production. Recorded live.
Hello, everybody. This is Lynn Hunsaker, your host for the Customer Experience Optimization Talk Show. I have Ingrid Lindberg here from Chief Customer. Hey, Ingrid.
Hey, Lynn. How are you today?
Doing wonderful. Today, we're going to be talking about user experience versus customer experience design and a few other acronyms that might be of interest to you. And we're going to help you sort out what all these are and when they're appropriate to be used and how you need them all to work together. I'd just like to say a few words about Ingrid. Ingrid has a long history in the consumer, business-to-consumer sector, and my history is strong in business-to-business sector. And so we're offering you two sides of the coin, so to speak, all in 1.5 hour. We encourage you to take a look at our other talk shows. We've had a monthly series going on at tinyurl.com/CEM-show. You can find Ingrid's further information on her blog at chiefcustomer.com and my other information on my blog at clearactioncx.com. Well, let's get down to business, Ingrid. How do you define this alphabet soup here? Could you give us a quick rundown?
I don't know. I've got like 7 acronyms in front of me, Lynn. It was hilarious. I remember thinking the first time I heard UX, IX, IXD, CXD, CX, or CXA, any of those. So that's only 6. I miscounted.
Getting dizzy.
Right. I was like, this is totally alphabet soup. This is jargon. This is just a bunch of caca that people are making up. And the more time I've spent in this space, I mean, one of my very first entrees into what we now refer to as customer experience was as a user experience designer. So have navigated around all of these for many years. And I do have at least my version. Instead of going through the whole list, should we do our back and forth on each of the acronyms, Lynn, and just see how close we are?
Yes, let's do it one at a time.
All right, let's start with my new favorite, which is CXD, Customer Experience Design. And, you know, when I first saw that pop up in conjunction generally with service design, I thought to myself, you know what, it's a great idea, but I think that we're just making it narrower and narrower. So if I think of CXD, that is generally a person that I use pretty interchangeably with what I call a CXA, a customer experience architect, and architects and designers are pretty close, right? To really, truly take all of the different bits and pieces of information that are available to them, and this is everything from true human factors to human-computer interaction to sound design, architecture, visual design, all of those pieces, and truly create architect design and experience for a customer with a company. So I did a twofer, CXD and CXA. Your turn.
Okay. Well, I think that I'm going to have to pull out the CX and the CXD in order to define one or the other. To me, customer experience hails back to the time when, you know, in total quality management, when I was introduced to this whole field. And I believe that customer experience management is an outgrowth of all of that, customer satisfaction and loyalty and retention management that we had in the 90s, morphed in the 2000s and so to customer experience as we know it. However, I believe that people who are very keen on the experience economy book that came out at the turn of the century, and they like that whole idea of customer experience. I think that their angle is CXD, customer experience design, because when you think about the experience economy, the whole idea was at the turn of the century, 15 years ago, we were excited about more services coming into vogue and that replacing a lot of our manufacturing history. And because it was a service economy, you're going to have to design these customer experiences to represent your brand, you know, because services by and large are, you know, not tangible. So the design of these customer experiences that was going to set your brand apart. And so I think that the mainstream of customer experience management today is along the lines of customer experience design. People are trying to create something that defines their brand and tells the customer, here's what we stand for, and so forth. That's what I take from customer experience architect and design, Ingrid.
Right, so very, very similar, that high macro design around the top of very specific, large-scale interactions, not just a single, right? And I think let's flex to like a super old-school, beloved title, once again, the first one I had, of UX, right? And when I think of UX, I really do think of designing that entire user experience, but generally, that experience was being designed between a human and a computer. So first big differential I'll pull out is when we talk about CXD, CXF, CXA, CEM, any of those terms, we're really talking about all those interactions across the entire life cycle. When I think about UX, I think about a very specific interaction being designed between a human and a computer. How about you, Lynn?
Yes, I do also believe that CXDA is more overarching as far as like the journey. You know, what is the whole customer experience design that you want? How do you want people to experience their interactions with you across their end-to-end journey? User experience, I also have come to associate with website design. I think that it's also used extensively in a retail setting. Or would you call that more of an IX? I'm talking about the styling of the retail environment.
So, you know, it's funny. When I hear that, I love that question. When I hear the term IX, I go back to my super old school days starting in, you know, true IT shops, right, sitting in technology. And when we talked about an IX moment, it was something like designing a button. It was a very specific interaction that we were designing. So, you know, if I try to hierarchy this, right, I hate doing that because I don't think one is more important or less important than the other. But IX to me is truly that very specific actual interface, right? So how does this button work? How does this swipe work? That's a IX interaction for me. Mm-hmm. UX is that experience, the entire experience on that, on whatever platform, right? Whatever digital platform we're talking about. But once again, human to computer. So that's how I think about the two. But you've totally got a different definition, which is why we're doing this, right?
Well, I actually was not even familiar with IX. So, no, I think we're actually on the same page. I was kind of guessing, what the heck is IX? I think we're actually on the same page for the most part. So that brings us to CX. What's your view with that in the context of all these others?
Right. So if I go up, let's ladder up again, right? So IX is a button design. UX, full user experience, human to computer. Then my next kind of ladder up is CXD. You're doing a very specific design for a very specific customer experience you're trying to orchestrate. My next in the ladder up is CXA, customer experience architect. So those are the people who really set large-scale guiding principles for organizations on what every interaction, regardless of human to computer, human to interactive voice response, human to whatever, right? Those are the people who set those type of large-scale strategies and do that type of design, laddering all the way up to the top, to me, which is customer experience, because that truly is that sum of every single interaction that a person has with a company, whether it's through the phone, through a person, through a piece of paper, through any type of digital platform. So that's how I build my kind of, once again, hate the use of the word hierarchy, but that's how I ladder this up if I think about design from the most specific piece, like a button, all the way to design of how a company should interact with its customers across all of its different channels in order to be able to actually live and bring to life the brand promise and meet customer needs. That's how I think about that hierarchy.
I love your ladder up. I view it the same way. And I love that you said sum of interactions, the end-to-end, the whole, all channels. What you're talking about with customer experience, or CEM or CXM, I guess, is an alternative phrasing you could use for customer experiences, or the management of it, anyway, is that it's the whole enchilada, right? I mean, and it's not just today. It's like the sum of what happened yesterday and what I expect to happen tomorrow as a customer.
For sure, for sure. And it's, I think, what's really interesting to me as I start to see, and this is such an open question, right, Lynn? No thought process behind this one. So here, I'll just spit it out. One of the things that I find is people, when I walk into my clients or into organizations, I'll find that you have, like, all of these people in so many of these different roles, and never the two or six or seven shall meet. And at the end of the day, I mean, let's go back to the ladder analogy, right? All of those pieces are incredibly important in that ladder, right? They are all incredibly important in that ladder. And it stymies me that most companies haven't pulled all of these functions together and allowed them to really feel the power of their unity instead of, you know, keeping them in such separate places where, frankly, oftentimes they're doing design with competing priorities and, you know, not necessarily doing what's best for the long-term customer experience. They're trying to solve an op need right now. But have you seen that? Have you seen them just spread everywhere, or on the B2B side, are you seeing them more and more centralized?
I think it runs the gamut, but though in my benchmarking studies that I've done over the years, is the organizations that are centralizing and looking at things as parts of a whole rather than a part here, a part there, and never the twain shall meet in some cases. The former group that's more centralized in their approach to it, it may not be a central organization, but at least there's connectivity across all the parts. Those ones are seeing much more, much stronger business results from their customer experience efforts, whether it be actually financial or responses from customers, the way that customers are interacting with the company. It's all much more positive, very decidedly so. In fact, I just wrote an article on Freshdesk's blog last week called Get in Tune, the First Success Factor for Customer Experience, because unless you have your various components in tune with one another, it's basically like your customer experience management comes across to a customer as an out-of-tune violin, which we know is one of the harshest visceral moments that you can have.
Right, for sure, right? Totally. I love that you just said that. One of my favorite people to just kind of keep my finger on, because he is such a godfather of design and orchestration, is Dan Safer. And his Twitter handle is @odannyboy. And one of my favorite things he's ever said, and I think this just fits perfectly into what you're talking about, right? He says, there are three great design themes: making something beautiful, making something easier, and making something possible. And if I think about all of these different roles we're talking about, right, when you bring them together, their ability to make a specific thing beautiful, easy, and possible is just so exponentially higher, right? So you centralize people, or at least you have common belief structures based on your company's orchestration or architecture, and you just have such an awesome opportunity to really do all three of those things instead of just one, which we all know leads to significantly better business results, right? At the end of the day, that's what we're all after. Whether we like to say it or not, that's what we're all after.
Absolutely. I love that. That's really a great summary and a way to organize what you're doing, too. I find that certain industries are more inclined to have a huge emphasis on user experience design, or IX, interaction experience design, or customer experience design. In B2B, there are some industries where that seems hard to do, or maybe unnecessary, or a little bit over the top for your customer base. But certainly every industry does have websites. I think any company or even a government agency and nonprofits, they all have websites. Various kiosks or apps are more likely to be part of the whole e-commerce these days. And I think that business-to-business should take into account the customer experience design at least, as far as let's look at our customer journey and let's decide how we hope, you know, the first rule for experience design is to discover. And this is so I'm kind of like interrupting myself, but let's discover what our customers want to feel and what they expect across the customer journey. And let's also design how we want to be interpreted across the journey. Now, that's a bit of a departure from the brand books that I've always read. Every single book I've found that's aimed at a marketing audience, a branding audience, always starts with decide what experience you want your customers to have, or decide what behavior you want your customers to demonstrate, and then do things that motivate or influence the customer to behave that way or to think that way. And I think that the discover, define, design, and deliver components of the user experience design has a really great advice there for marketing and branding people. Discover first how your customers want to get stuff done in their life. Discover how they view this industry segment. Discover how they view your company so far and what they want to do at each, you know, what's their overall objective. What are the different scenarios that would shape their overall objective under different circumstances, and then design accordingly. Add your own embellishments to it accordingly. So don't start just with yourself. Start with the customer.
Yeah, I love that. And I love one of the lines that I've been using for years, and I think is so true, right? And the whole function of marketing and brand are beloved and important, but I've always thought about it this way. Marketing is generally to someone. Customer experience is always for someone, right? So we're really, truly trying to figure out how to make sure that what we're designing and what we're building is there to solve a need that a customer has. Now, you always can do that in line with brand, in line with your mission and vision and purpose statements. Right, you can always do that in such a way that you just extend the true legend of your brand, right? Customer experience, when done right, really will bring that to the table. But you're so right on, Lynn. It's fascinating to watch all of these different components try to really figure out where their spot is in that sandbox, right? Where their spot is in that sandbox as everyone's trying to get closer to the customer. Fair enough?
Yes, definitely. And I think that a lot of people associate customer experience with customer service. So let's just help shape the context there for our listeners. Customer service is generally post-sale, although in some industries you definitely rely on your customer service to facilitate pre-sale and the actual e-commerce or the sale itself. But in service, customer care and such, that's, in my view, very necessary to get right. Yet it's not very proactive as a business. If you're managing your business with your customer experience equaling customer service, then that is sometimes a day late and a dollar short. So I like the idea of user experience or customer experience design more exactly in terms of looking at the end-to-end horizontal journey that customers have. And then within that journey, and you have a general theme and standards and so forth overarching, then you have the ladder that you talked about of these different interactions and touch points and stuff that can be fine-tuned. So we had a question along these lines from one of our listeners, which is why I'm trying to talk about it that way. But finally, before I hand it over to you, Ingrid, a lot of the customer experience management that is in the mainstream right now is either in the contact centers or voice of the customer doing surveys. And in either case, they're usually not doing user design as part of their VOC or part of their customer service. A lot of times they're just doing those efforts fairly as a silo. It's great when they do take their information and use it to inform other parts of the company to be proactive in the design of customer experience overall, or of the user experience or an interaction. And I think that that's the ultimate, is that you're actually taking the customer input wherever you're getting it and feeding it into your architects and designers to be proactive as well as responsive with VOC and customer care. How have you seen that?
For sure. I think two quick anecdotes on this one. It's funny, I have a dear friend named Jeremy Watkin who he runs quality for a company, and he reminded me recently of something that I had said to him that had stuck. And apparently, in one of my moments of brilliance when I didn't sound like a squeaky toy, right? Apologies to everyone for this voice today. But apparently, at one point, 10 years ago, I said customer service is the safety net when something breaks down in the customer experience. And going back to the first part of your comment, Lynn, around truly where customer service fits, it is such an integral part of the customer experience because it is one of the delivery channels. But it truly is not, as a standalone, what the customer experience can be. So that's my kind of definition and differentiation between service and experience. So moving on to who's actually doing the work, funny anecdote number two, in 2006, this totally will crack you up, in 2006, I had this fancy title of customer experience officer at this Fortune 100 company. And I said, I need someone who's actually going to help me design. So take voice of customer, take our company strategy, take all of our information we have about every interaction we have, and actually start to physically design how we interact with our customers. And I called that a customer experience architect. And I remember trying to create a job description for this thing, right? There was nothing of its kind out there. There was nothing that talked about design using all of the data that was available beyond just traditional human-to-computer interactions or beyond the information that we had gathered to date through study. There was nothing that talked about how to use unstructured social data. I mean, there was nothing out there. So when I think about really great customer experience design and those roles and those people, it's these people who can take massive amounts of data, synthesize it, and then use their design chops, whether they got them in UX or IX or any of those other acronyms from the first half of the show, and actually start to do omni multi-channel design that actually answers the needs of the customer. And there aren't that many of them out there today. There really aren't that many of them out there today. But I am glad to report that customer experience architect is a job description I see pretty often these days.
Well, you brought up the point that there's multiple channels, and I think that is applying across any sector of the world. I believe that, regardless of the sector or industry, we have multiple ways of serving customers before the sale or after the sale, and even delivering the products. Multiple avenues we use to reach them for communications and all of that. Any channel, however you talk about it, marketing, service, operations, and sales, those need to be consistent. And that's what they mean by brand design or brand the brand experience. It's consistency, basically, is the name of the game. And I think that the best service that your customer experience designers, your user experience designers, customer experience architects, interaction designers, and so forth, they all just need to really get on the same page. So getting in tune is probably the theme of it. Customers just want to have simplicity as they're going about getting something they need in their life or their business. They don't want to have to reinvent the wheel or refigure out or, you know, take extensive training to learn how to do business with you. So as simple, what was the three things that you said that that author had brought up? Simplification?
It was simplification, beauty, and I think the last one was ease. Now you're totally spacing on it. I can go back and find it. But it's true, right purpose, right purpose. So it's so funny because I think it's so true, right? It's so true when you can get people who cannot just, I mean, there's some great designers who design super easy transactions. I have met amazing designers who design the most beautiful things in the world. But at the end of the day, it really is that triumvirate of all, right? You have to be able to design something beautifully, make sure that it's easy to meet your point around consumers. And I don't care if you're a B2B consumer or a B2C consumer. It's just got to fit into my life, right? And you have to actually solve a need. You have to serve a purpose. If you can bring those three things together, then you are set.
Yeah. Well,
magic.
I think
magic.
I think we're going to build on this topic in an upcoming month here, talking about customer experience innovation, customer experience improvement. I just like to give a quick definition of those in relation to these while we're defining all this stuff. Customer experience improvement, I believe, is the heart of voice of the customer and customer service. A lot of the things that wherever we're getting feedback from customers, it's got to be a root cause analysis of these issues that customers are talking about in the main, and resolution or prevention of recurrence of those issues. That's how I view customer experience improvement being something that benefits the entire customer base. And customer experience innovation I define as creating mutual value for you and for the customer, toward whatever their goals are. So to be mutual value to the customer, it really has to be something that benefits their overall reason why they are needing your product. So we have had some innovations that are commercial in, say, the airline industry, innovating that now you have to pay for baggage or whatever. Those kinds of things are, you know, how they're handling the meals on the airlines. To the company, that's an innovation. It might have some user experience or interaction experience designed to it. But for the customer, it's not a mutual value in, you know, by and large. If you actually listen to travelers, they wouldn't necessarily say that's a value. So whenever you're creating something, as much as it may be a new revenue stream for your company, I think stepping in the customer's shoes and assessing whether there's mutual value there as perceived by each party separately and collectively is one of the name of the game, along with consistency and simplification.
Oh, I love it, Lynn. Looking forward to our chat next month. It'll be fascinating to pull these apart and talk about how you find all of those different innovations that can be mutually beneficial, right?
Absolutely. So we have just another minute. How would you summarize who should be using these or how to get the most value? Any parting words? Ingrid?
You know, I think that this is one of those things where it is such a case-by-case case-by-case example on who should use which acronym and which acronym should be involved in what, but I have never, ever found it to be harmful when you bring together a bunch of disciplines who really do understand all of the different pieces of the customer experience to have them work with the people who you're holding accountable to do the overarching design. More thought is generally better in this space.
You bet. Well, that's it for today. Please join us on our blogs and contact us on Twitter. Ingrid Lindberg is IC Lindberg on Twitter, and her website is chiefcustomer.com. I'm Claire Action on Twitter, and ClaireActionCX.com is my blog. So until next time, best wishes to you in optimizing customer experience.